The Public News Service Daily Newscast, October 16th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. With less than a month to go now before Maine's November the 7th referendum election, more than 30,000 voters have already requested a no-excuse absentee ballot.
State officials say the ease of absentee voting helped Maine rank first in the nation last year for voter turnout. Maine Secretary of State Shayna Bellows says while many voters still enjoy in-person voting on Election Day, it's important for voters to have choices.
When we maximize the opportunity for people to vote, we increase the number of people who actually participate. And the more people that participate in our democracy, the stronger our democracy is.
Ballot requests are currently lower compared with years past, but Bellows says that could change in the coming days as voters conclude how they'll vote on the 8 referendum questions. I'm Catherine Carley reporting.
Voters could also track the status of their absentee ballot online to ensure it's been received by 8 p.m. on November the 7th. Reuters reports the U.S. House of Representatives will vote to choose a new speaker on Tuesday. That's according to the number 2 House Democrat, Catherine Clark. Representative Jim Jordan won the Republican nomination to lead the House on Friday, but the hardline conservative appeared to be well short of the support he would need to seize the speaker's gavel. And a nonpartisan group is out with state-by-state grades for recent redistricting efforts.
Common Cause gives South Dakota a C-plus for how it carried out the process of redrawing legislative districts based on updated census data. The report credits the legislature for holding numerous hearings and allowing testimony from community members, but the authors say there wasn't enough education about the details. O.J. Siemens of the Native American group Four Directions says for tribal communities and organizers, he agrees with the report and that there were barriers, but it wasn't all bad.
It did take a while to get the legislatures coming out and actually meeting with tribes, but the outcome was beneficial for Indian country in South Dakota.
He says policymakers heard concerns about specific regions, resulting in some gains. That includes the Crow Creek and Lower Brule reservations being drawn into a single state legislative district, as opposed to fragmenting those boundaries and hindering tribal representation. I'm Mike Moen.
And now from the Washington Post, hundreds of thousands of Gaza residents sought to heed Israel's order to evacuate roughly the northern half of the territory, while others huddled at hospitals in the south on Sunday. They report Gaza's 2.3 million civilians faced a deepening struggle for food, water, and safety, more than a week after Hamas militants launched a deadly assault on Israel. This is Public News Service. Next, we head to New Mexico, where free buses may soon become a basic city service in Albuquerque.
A vote to make a pilot zero fares rider program permanent is set to come before the city council. Councilor Tammy Feibelkorn says the program has had benefits for all transit riders, but especially transit-dependent riders, youth, seniors, essential workers, families, and people with disabilities. She notes its positive financial impacts and also its practicality.
It's faster. The stops can be faster because you just get on. The bus drivers are safer. There's not that forced interaction with folks over fares or passes or show your ID or any of those things.
Initially, the pilot program was meant to last a year, but after several extensions, the program would become permanent with a majority vote from City Council. I'm Roz Brown.
If approved by the City Council, future cost estimated at $3 to $4 million a year would become part of the city's $1.4 billion annual budget. October is National Domestic Violence Awareness Month. We get this update from Indiana.
The most recent study from the Indiana Coalition Against Domestic Violence cites a 181% increase in domestic violence homicides between 2020 and mid-2021 in Indiana. And 911 call centers reported high call rates in zip codes that were disproportionately affected by the pandemic. The coalition's homicide reduction strategies coordinator, Karen Burton, says these rates can be difficult to track.
We know that domestic violence is underreported. We know that survivors do not always report what is happening in their home or within their relationship, whether it is to healthcare providers, whether it's to law enforcement, whether it's to family and friends.
She says domestic violence is the second most underreported crime in the United States, behind only sexual assault. I'm Terry D. reporting.
Finally, the world's water and freshwater ecosystems, with an annual estimated economic value of $58 trillion, are in a downward spiral. That's according to a new World Wildlife Fund report.
Michelle Thiem with the fund says freshwater systems are the planet's life support system, and they provide tremendous value for people in Colorado and across the globe.
Everything from drinking water to water that is used to grow the food we eat and the fibers that make up the clothes we wear. They're also critical for wildlife and fisheries and for their survival.
Rivers, lakes, wetlands, and groundwater aquifers have been severely degraded from overuse, pollution, and drought. Eric Galatis reporting.
And this is by Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Hear us on great radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.